Episode 17, Triaging IT Problems in Schools.
IT systems fail. All IT professionals and all IT users know this. In schools, it's no different. As an IT professional working in schools, you will have to manage malfunctioning computers, networks, and services. The reality for those of us who work in schools is that our to-do list is often too long to allow immediate attention and resolution to all failed systems. We're always understaffed, and we often cannot afford to have an on-site technician on every campus where we'd like to have one. Further adding to the reality of managing IT is that not all failed systems can or even should be fixed. In many organizations, we try to avoid catastrophic failure of systems by replacing user and network devices before they become obsolete. In schools, we often find teachers are reluctant to abandon old systems that provide useful and familiar instructional applications, and we find the budgets often do not allow replacement on a schedule that would satisfy the folks in the IT suite. Triaging is a term we use to decide what gets fixed, what gets bumped to the top of the list, and what is not repaired. When being interviewed for any IT position in a school, you can expect to be asked how you prioritize what gets fixed. Even if you're not asked about it in an interview, those who have thought through their priorities tend to make better decisions about prioritizing what to fix, and they're in a better position to explain their decisions when they're asked to. Before I tell you the factors I use when making decisions about triaging IT problems in schools, let me tell you who your best friends are as an IT professional in a school. The best thing you can do is find these people and develop good relationships with them. You need to go find the complainers. These are the folks that nag you whenever something isn't right, but these are also the people who give you the best feedback on the functionality of systems. They raise concerns immediately, as opposed to others who try to manage with less than optimal technology, and they tend to be the individuals who use the systems the most and for the most purposes. The IT professional who can satisfy this group will generally be perceived as responsive and effective. But of course, you must be able to differentiate the helpful complainers from those who just complain about everything. There are some people who complain whenever anything minor happens with technology and will insist on the attention of a technician whenever it does. You know, when I'm feeling snarky, I like to say these are the same people who call the librarian when the book is open to the wrong page. So IT professionals must develop skills at triaging calls for support. We must decide what gets immediate attention and what waits until later. Unfortunately, there are no rules that guarantee we make the correct decisions in every case. Many factors affect our decisions, and a situation that was given high priority one day may be given lower priority another. Of course, the first two criteria are relatively easy: safety and legality. It's unfortunate that IT can be used to create unsafe situations, so if you see threats, bullying, or other potential unsafe situations and your expertise is needed to document, investigate, or remove those threats, then they need to be given highest priority and immediately. Likewise, situations that might be associated with legal liability must be given high priority as well. When dealing with issues of safety or legal issues, no IT professional should be working without school administrators participating in all decision-making. Ideally, they will be present when any work is done, and they will both direct the IT professional and receive frequent and detailed updates on what is happening. We also give high priority to our financial data or the financial records or the systems that we use in order to manage that. Once we're sure that everyone is safe, legal, and getting paid, then we can turn our attention to other triage decisions. Perhaps the most important consideration is the number of users who are affected. One standard criterion for prioritizing troubleshooting in all organizations is fix the problem that will get the most users back up in the shortest amount of time. Of course, this rule of thumb applies in schools as well. Teachers often arrange for their students to have special, one-time opportunities. Before COVID, field trips and guest speakers were common examples of one-time events. As video conferencing platforms gained popularity in the years before COVID, these events have become increasingly technology-based. Because these events cannot easily be rescheduled, and because they represent very valuable opportunities for students, they should be given highest priority so that students can enjoy the educational benefits. Because schools are hierarchical organizations, certain stakeholders can be understood to be of higher priority. It seems reasonable that school administrators should be given the highest priority as they are the most politically empowered individuals in the school. It's difficult to justify this decision, however. Whenever I'm faced with prioritizing and one of the problems has direct impact on students, then that's the one that goes to the top of my priority list. It should be noted, not all who are in leadership positions or teaching positions agree with my priorities. In several interviews for technology leadership positions, I have made it clear that students and teachers receive priority when I triage problems. I always look at the individuals who are administrators on the search committee when I answer that question. I can tell when they don't agree. Those expressions are also my cue that I should be brief with my answers through the end of the interview and be on my way. If the school leaders don't agree that students should be given the highest priority, I probably don't want to work at that school. Now, I understand that not everyone is as fortunate as I have been. I have been able to build my career in schools where the leaders agree that students do come first, but you might not want to stake your career on that. Beginnings and ends are also important. School schedules are periodic. At all transitions between school years, marking periods, there's some information tasks that must be given higher priority. For example, ensuring class rosters are accurate, attendance can be recorded, and grades can be recorded are among the tasks that must be reliably and quickly accomplished at certain times of the year. Because these are scheduled well in advance, many IT professionals will take steps to minimize scheduling of other high-demand events that coincide with the beginnings and endings of school years or marking periods. Only school IT professionals have ever experienced the type of pressure that comes when you enter a classroom to fix the computer and a projector for a classroom of elementary school students who are awaiting the start of the long-promised movie. Once you have experienced that, you will understand how to triage malfunctioning IT in schools.